Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for Liberty Roundtable Live. What are we talking? Already September the 8th in the year of our Lord, 2022? That's right. And our goal always, to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. The supreme law of the land is our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the Founding Fathers. One of the great peaceful, restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips, not to mention the fact that we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast, Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. On the Sabbath, we rest as the good Lord told us to do. And other than that, it's hard-hitting news, literally 24-7 on your radio. We're on the air 2 hours a day telling you the tale of the extra efforts we put in the other 22 hours a day, gathering the news, bringing it all to, that's right, Liberty Roundtable. Welcome to the broadcast. A recap of yesterday's show is in order. We had our guest on, Mr. James Edwards, talking about race, politics, and hypocrisy in 21st century America. ThePoliticalCesspool.org is James's website. Not only does he do an award-winning broadcast every Saturday night live at 3 hours, but it's available on demand at your fingertips at ThePoliticalCesspool.org. And not only that, James is an incredible speaker, a broadcaster. He's an author of the book called Racism, a Schmacism, talking about, look, they just want to call you a racist to take you out of the game. They know that's kind of the third rail. You touch that sucker and zap. And so they want to just call you a racist because most people just back down and go, wait, no, I'm not. I got a friend that's black. And then you just babble and spew, and then they mock you, and then they kick you off the air, and then you're done, and you're just ridiculed and mocked and derailed and shut down. And no, ladies and gentlemen, you can call me what you want. You call me a racist, go right ahead. The truth is known by God Almighty and by those who pay attention to what I do and say. I believe we're all God's children, and we ought to act like it, which means treat each other with Christian values. Yes, indeed. Love thy neighbor as thyself, my fellow Americans, is the commandment from our leader, the Prince of Peace. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. We talked about Joe Biden. He's whacked out as all get out, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Biden says Donald Trump and the MAGA, that's the Make America Great Again Republicans, represent a, quote, extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it all depends on who you believe. Do you believe in the Donald plan? Do you believe in the Biden plan? See, I believe in neither plan. Okay? I don't believe in Donald's plan. Donald's done a lot of good, done a lot of bad. I didn't vote for him. I'm not a MAGA Republican. Okay? But I believe they're both threats to the republic. Why? Because neither of them understand and or have obedience to the supreme law of the land. Neither of them, when they are president, are willing to obey their oath of office. Neither of them stay in their lane as president. If you look at the checks and balances, the separation of powers, putting Congress in its own lane, the president or the executive branch in their own lane, putting the courts, the judicial branch in their own lane, right? None of those people obey these things. So both of them are a threat to liberty. Both of them violate their oaths of office, right? So I'm not for either of them. Look, if it's constitutional, I love it. And if it's not, I hate it. How's that? Welcome to the broadcast. We talked about cops discovered the body of this billionaire heiress, Eliza Fletcher. I guess they found her in long grass behind an abandoned house in Memphis, Tennessee. I guess after spotting vehicle tracks and then smelling a odor of decay. It's just hard to even discuss. This whacked out 38-year-old guy murdered her. Yeah, what's his name? Cleatha Abston Henderson or whatever his name is. He's supposedly the one that's guilty. The whole story is just a shame, ladies and gentlemen. Tucker Carlson says this couldn't be more horrible. I agree with him. I think it is horrible. But to me, the crime is bad enough. The crime is horrible. I agree. But you know what's even worse? The whacked out extremist views regarding it. Oh, what was this girl doing? What was she thinking jogging outside of her house in the morning that early in the first place? Be a woman alone in Memphis, a white woman by herself. How dare her? What is she thinking? Wait a minute, folks. What narrative have we accepted in America today? Was Tucker Carlson's point, and he's spot on. Why shouldn't she be able to go jogging in her neighborhood peacefully anywhere in America? See? We all know the rules, and we supposedly accept them. That is the problem. Well, it's true. We all do know the rules. We know you just don't go to certain places. You don't go jog, especially if you're white in certain areas of the country or whatever else. And, you know, the blacks could say the same thing. Hey, you don't go to certain places. You know, you go to a very white, expensive, rich neighborhood, and, hey, the black guy will just get stopped because he's, what, existing being black? Well, the same thing's true with existing being white. If you don't believe me, just ask her. Oh, you can't. She's dead. Good point. That is the point. What's going on in America? Where are the Christians standing up for peaceful, civil, normal neighborhood? Where are the police to prosecute crimes and stop criminal activity to the point where people do feel safe? What's going on in America? What have we lost? How long will it be till all of America's like Memphis or like her neighborhood, etc.? Some are even saying, by golly, you know what? She's white. She deserves it. Folks, we've lost our way in America. 70,000 people in Prague taped to the streets to protest their Czech government, the EU, and the NATO as well. I'm not saying we all ought to take to the streets. I'm just saying, look, we need to understand what's going on here, folks. We're indoctrinating ourselves with propaganda and communist principles like you wouldn't believe. Americans' approval of labor unions, for instance, is at its highest point in 57 years. That's a shame. That comes straight out of the communist manifesto. Don't you know that, my fellow Americans? You're derelict in your duty when it comes to understanding the supreme law of our land. Our founders said you have a republic if you can keep it, and boy, howdy, we're not keeping it, are we? Former U.S. Senator, he's whacked out as all get out. His name is Rick Santorum. He called the FBI's raid on Mar-a-Lago an example of why Americans need a convention of states or a con-con to propose constitutional amendment that limit federal power. He says only 15 more states are needed to command a convention, which will allow states to have their own amendments. Yeah, Rick, let me just ask you a question. How well are we obeying the amendments that are already there? Yeah, good point, huh? All five guarantees in the First Amendment are being violated at every turn by your government. The Second Amendment violated by Joe trying to steal your guns. Okay, more amendments aren't going to help. The only help we can hope for is morality in the people and the people to understand the supreme law of the land and demand the checks and balances vertically and horizontally in America. That is our only hope. All right, impeachment Trump lawyer shows video of Democrats objecting to the 2016 election. We covered that. I thought they said there was no election fraud. Well, then how are they objecting to the 2016 election so strongly? You literally had Joe Biden right now, just in the last couple of days, saying no one will steal an election again. Oh, so Joe, which one got stolen, my friend? Would you please answer the questions? Hillary Clinton says the 2016 election was stolen from her. These Democrats are all in the Congress over 2016 claiming the elections were stolen, that something was wrong. Attorney Larry Klayman is the only one bold enough to stand up and say something about this. He says, quote, help us indict, try, and convict Biden, Attorney General Garland, FBI Director Wray, all over the raid of Donald Trump's home. I think we should. Biden literally just spending his time telling made-up civil rights stories, even though his aides are literally telling him it never happened. So Joe Biden's promoted the New World Order when he promised to defend our nation. Look, when you become an elected official, you swear an oath. You swear an oath to the supreme law of our land, the blueprint for liberty, that you will protect America from enemies foreign and domestic. And now he's promoting a global New World Order. Shame on Joe. Now, Donald Trump's lawyers may have walked into a perjury trap. New documents suggest. Hans Mahnke, I think is how you say his name, wrote this incredible breakdown. And I agree, this is serious business. The DOJ's real focus is not on the photo that they put out that's all over the news headlines, although that photo may be a problem for the Donald. The DOJ's real focus appears to be specifically on a grand jury subpoena dated May 11th and then the certification signed by a Trump lawyer on June the 3rd. These two documents are the key to the problem. Both of these documents are included in the new filing by the Justice Department. And the idea is this. When Trump received a subpoena in May, he had two options, either comply or challenge the subpoena. He chose to comply. He should have challenged the subpoena. But then if Trump wasn't willing to hand over all documents, his team should have challenged the subpoena. They did not. What they did is try to narrow the scope. That's the problem. The bottom line is the lawyer for Trump might have walked into a perjury trap by attesting to something that was not true. Who will take the fall for the perjury is really the question we have now. You say, what are you talking about, Sam? Well, the Justice Department didn't ask for classified documents or this or that. They said all documents. So that's the debate, all documents. Well, all documents weren't turned over. Right? Unless the Justice Department planted evidence, there's documents right there on Trump's floor. Did they bring them in and plant the evidence? That's possible. Or did Trump not really turn over everything and his lawyer said that they did? The bottom line is the Justice Department set a very wide trap. The narrowing of the scope didn't help the Trump crew. I don't know if the attorney did it on purpose or was derelict in duty. Nevertheless, are they going to go after perjury? Is Trump in trouble? Time will tell. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast. And that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for the Liberty Roundtable Live every Thursday Honest Money Report. That means Brian Rust is in the house. RustCoinAgift.com, welcome back, sir.
Thank you very much, Sam. Glad to be with you.
And Kelly Finnegan with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's a senior chemist, but he's also a master strategist, ladies and gentlemen. He's with us as well. And first, Brian, a.k.a. Honest Money, let's get the update on gold and silver, sir.
Gold on the paper price today is $1,715.
It's back up, huh?
Up about $20 from last week.
$1,715 even?
Yep.
All right, $1,715. Silver?
$1,864, up about 90 cents.
Wow. They just kind of love it sitting around that spot, don't they?
Yeah, just the little peaks and valleys that kind of up and down, up and down, up, down, yep. play their game.
Kelly, welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
What do you say to the gold and silver prices? They kind of dipped for a bit, right back up. It means to me the plunge protection team, those who manipulate the paper price of gold and silver, most folks don't demand delivery or else the halt to the con game would be realized. But until then, they literally have ways to just kind of hold this steady, making you think there's no change in the economy when there really is, right?
Yeah, and people should be backing their cars up, you know, to the doors of Brian's shop and buying all the gold and silver they can get right now. This is a great buying opportunity. But yeah, they can suppress stuff, you know, for quite a while, but the truth wins out in the end.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there is an interesting headline that I want to focus on right now. I don't know how to say this guy's name, but the Fed's vice chair signals more rate increases are ahead. Leo Brainard, I guess is how you say the name. L-A-E-L, Leo. B-R-A-I-N-A-R-D, Leo Brainard. Federal Reserve's vice chair said, hey, the central bank is in this for as long as it takes to get inflation down, Brian.
Okay.
Oh, buddy, that's going to be a long time, brother.
We're in it for the long haul, I guess.
They've been at this for over 100 years already, and now they're in for the long haul, Brian.
Yeah, well, that's very interesting. You know, look what's happened over there in the central banks, the European central banks and so on. I mean, these, you know, they talk about the levels that they're facing, the inflation with winter coming and energy costs and combined with food prices and, you know, gas is up 550% increase over the last 12 months. And they kind of come back and say, well, you know, that, you know, our central banks, they said that otherwise the politically motivated alarmists, as abundantly evident today, has been months of these statements are entirely wrong. I mean, they were buying into the belief of, okay, we should be listening to the feds and these central bankers and all this. And now we're coming to find out, well, that's interesting. Inflation's, you know, they're at 9.1%. Germany hit a 40-year high of 8.8%. Italy, in bars and restaurants, are starting to show their gas prices just to show people the fact of, okay, here's our bills. I mean, it's, well, okay, let's just listen to what they got to say because it's been so right so long, right?
Wow, and that is the quintessential point Brian's making. Kelly, what do you say to this?
Well, the Bank of England just came out and told their people that we will be having a recession for the next 5 quarters. And that's the first time anybody can even remember a bank coming out and telling people that it's going to be bad for through all of next year. And because everybody knows it's bad, you know, and that it's going to be bad. But to have a central bank come out and tell people that we're in a recession and it's going to last for at least another 5 quarters, why would they do that other than trying to show people that they knew all along and trying to get people prepared so that this doesn't come as a big surprise to them when they're paying, like Brian said, their gas bills. They've gone up, you know, tripled, and then they're figuring they're going to go up 10 times for their natural gas, you know, and they get, they're the ones going to get screwed more with the Russian natural gas thing than anybody else.
Well, you know, let me just go ahead, jump Brian. In here. Sorry, Sam, just jumping in here. But the point is, you know, we're to believe kind of what they've been telling us. There's no inflation. We're going to, you know, we've got control of this. Just hold tight because of COVID. Now, you know, it's just not going to happen. And we're starting to not only see it, I mean, it's truly evident, but it's across the world. And then they come back out and instead of saying, well, we kind of made some mistakes, they start to blame it on, well, COVID did this or Russia and this Ukraine thing, that's the big problem. And they kind of, instead of, they divert what they were telling us before. Well, they're just lies. They keep telling us lies upon lies upon lies, and then we start to see it, and then they try to divert us into some other, well, look at this, they're at war. So we, you know, and so it, It's absolutely ridiculous. Goldman Sachs jumped out here and said it could exceed 22% by January. So if it's 9 now, they're saying in Germany 22%. So okay. Well, so they've just been telling us lies.
David Rubenstein, the billionaire investor and co-founder of the Carlyle Group, told CNN last week that the Fed is actively rooting for the unemployment rate to go up get inflation under control. You know what? They can't quite say this, but if the unemployment rate goes up to 4, 5, 6% inflation, well, we'll probably be tamed a bit. So they're saying, hey, you know what? You can't really say this, but that's what they want. They say the jobs market is too strong right now, and it's contributing to the very high cost of living. So they want to ease demand for workers. That way it'll create a balance and take the pressure off prices. I don't understand this. I want to talk about this a little bit more because it doesn't make sense to me. Let me be very clear. So U.S. job market versus inflation. The Fed eyes a very delicate balancing act, they say. Now, Kelly, I want to go to you first on this for a second. What are they talking about? Right now, we got a situation where employers need employees to the point where the whole restaurant industry and most of the retail industry literally saying we cannot even hardly keep our doors open because one, prices are too high, and two, I can't get employees. So let me get this right. Let's make prices higher so that I don't need employees. Because if I don't need employees, then I'm not asking for them, and then they don't need to fill those positions. But all that does is decrease the size and scope and breadth and capabilities of my business, right? Let's say I'm a restaurant, and I have 25 employees, and I need 50, just say. And so what they say is, I'm going to make all the prices higher. Then I'm going to come back and say, well, you know what? I can't buy more food. I can't expand. I was going to put on an expansion project. I'm not going to because I don't have the employees. Now prices are so high, I guess I don't need those employees anymore. But now I'm just going to scale my business back to say, you know, I'm going to drop 5 employees because prices are so high, I can't help it. Now I don't have 50 employees like I wanted. I don't have the growth plans on the table that I wanted. I'm now going to reduce and let's get rid of 5 employees because I got to reduce 20%. Now I've got 20 employees in a smaller business and prices are still crazy high. Now, how does that help me, Brian? I'm not very smart. How does that help me, Kelly? Let's start with you. I'm not very smart.
Well, it's like the small town kind of by where I live. I went to get something to eat for the family, and they just barely closed at 7 o'clock at night because they were understaffed. So they locked the door. But, you know, it's a demographic thing. We had all these baby boomers that were out there that were pushing the market, and now they're starting to retire or stop working or some are even dying. And so you don't have as many people that can work. But they just think that, you know, the economy is too hot. No, it's just that it's slowing down. And they, you know, if you look at it a certain way, you could, you know, say, well, it's this or that. It could be either. But that's what's going on is we had a big bubble of people after World War II, and now they're starting to get through the pipeline. And so they're starting to sell off their, you know, 401ks or stocks to survive. And that's why the stock market's going down, because there's more sellers than there are buyers. And they just think, oh, well, we're just going to make it, you know, so that there's just too many people working. Well, there's just not enough people to work. That's the problem. That's why prices have gone up for paying people to work. They don't look at it the right way. They're looking at it from a different direction. And that's the problem. And they always, the Federal Reserve is a reactionary organization. They don't plan ahead. They look back and then go from there.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, hang tight. I want to talk about this more. Brian Rust in seconds. Brian Rust, ladies and gentlemen. Kelly Finnegan, Sam Bushman. RustCoinAndGift.com. Get your constitutional currency today.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Hey, USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Normally not ones to talk about the Queen's health, her doctors are reporting to the world they are concerned for Queen Elizabeth's health. Niall Gardner on Fox News was an advisor to British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher.
Hence, the entire royal family is now gathering at Balmoral. So I think the gravity of the situation is absolutely huge here. And the Queen really is the heart and soul of the British nation. She's greatly loved, greatly revered. And she's somebody who has lived her entire life for the sake of the British people. So she embodies the spirit of public service. She has overseen now 15 prime ministers, actually, and she just gave her assent to the formation of a new British government headed by Liz Truss.
Police in Memphis, Tennessee have arrested a repeat offender suspect after four people were killed and three others wounded in a series of random shootings in eight locations. At least one of the shootings was broadcast on Facebook Live. Memphis Mayor Jim Strickland.
Anyone who wants to strike fear in our hearts and take away what we love about Memphis. We must unite around this principle and stand up to the challenge of violent crime in our city.
After receiving a light sentence from attempted murder last year, 19-year-old Ezekiel Kelly was retaken into custody after the murderous rampage. The National Football League officially starts the season tonight. The 17 regular season games played over the next 18 weeks will start in Los Angeles, California, as the Rams host the Buffalo Bills, 8:20 p.m. Eastern on NBC. USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
This half hour of Liberty Roundtable Live, specifically sponsored by RustCoinAndGift.com. Take possession of your metal would be the advice of Brian Rust, who's with us now, along with well-known strategist Kelly Finnegan. We're talking about the jobless market, or U.S. job market. I called it the jobless market, making the point. They say the Fed eyes a delicate balance. Believe it or not, the Fed has now warned. So Fed officials have warned that the jobs market is too strong right now. And that's contributing to the very high cost of living, ladies and gentlemen. To cool inflation, the Fed is increasing the interest rate as fast as they can. They believe that will cool the economy and take pressure off prices. I don't understand any of that from a logical point of view. Brian, do you?
No, but it's kind of, you know, you tie, you know, inflation and our monetary system and all this that the Fed so happy, you know, that we know what we're doing. It's just stupidity is what it is. But they, you know, they want to increase unemployment so that they can soften this labor market, which is ridiculous. So, bringing down inflation, increasing interest rates, and, you know, make it hard for us Americans to even obtain a home, right? Pay for a mortgage, purchase a car, whatever.
Well, and that's the problem, you see. Not only can employers, as I highlighted before, not expand because interest rates are too high, so they can't borrow. Costs are too high on all their cost of goods sold, etc. And now, though, so you slow down the business, you restrict business, but then you also restrict individuals, because if companies are not hiring, they're laying off. You can say it's going to get more in demand, but the problem is, what if you go too far? What if you don't realize it? In other words, the signs oftentimes, it's kind of like getting sick with the flu. Oftentimes, I mean, if you knew ahead of time, hey, I'm going to get the flu, then I could go ahead, go home, take care of myself, not infect everybody else. But oftentimes, I don't know I have the flu, or I don't know that I'm sick until I've already infected everybody else. And okay, so the Fed's kind of the same way. They don't realize the signs. I mean, they could try to play guesswork. They could pretend that they're, you know, great visionaries or whatever. But the truth is, they don't know. And if they wait too long, or if they do anything else, all they do is create the problems that they're trying to fight. So if these businesses start laying off employees, now businesses are shrinking and smaller. In other words, the whole economic output is smaller. And then folks don't have jobs. How are they going to buy cars? So what you're doing is creating a spiral down vicious cycle that feeds on each other's realities. Hey, there's no jobs for me, so I don't have a job. Therefore, I can't buy a car. Now the car dealer who had to lay off people can't sell more cars, so now they're going to retract. And it's a self-feeding spiral down that the Fed's engendering with their actions, Brian.
That's exactly right. And we go back to kind of, you know, look at this COVID thing. All of a sudden, this COVID thing jumps up. Everybody's sick, right? Hey, we've got to shut business. Don't even open your store. We're mandating you don't go in and do anything. Close your door. I mean, this ripple effect that's really kind of, gone over the effect. Well, that's this higher institution that we call our government that's so that has all the answers, and yet it's just crumbling in our face. And now they don't want you to work, and we got to increase interest rates, it's just one more thing. I mean, it's just this, and the reality is the fact of our money system, this fiat currency, and so. The rich keep getting richer, the elitists, and it affects all us, we improvising the masses of the middle class and others to not work, do this, just listen to us. We have the answers, and look where we're at. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Wow. All right, Kelly, here's the statement and then your comment. If the Fed tries to slow down the economy to the point where they have inflation, what they would call under control, in other words, back down under or what they call a 2% goal, it would lead to the loss of, the projection is 5.3 million jobs lost, and the unemployment rate would climb to 6.7%. Is it a debate of exactly where interest rates would have to be into that scenario? But think about a loss of 5.3 million jobs, slowing the economy, unemployment up. How's that going to help the tax base? And how's that going to help the growth of the economy? I just don't understand it. But that's what they feel like they have to do. The problem is their whole goal is to keep inflation down. Their whole goal is opposite of what they are now doing. It's insanity. Will we end up with stagflation? What's your thoughts on all this, Kelly?
Well, you don't understand it, and they don't understand it either. You know, the way that what they do is they change the way we measure things. So the way we measure inflation isn't the way they used to do it back in, 1980. And the way we measure unemployment isn't the same way that they used to do it back in the 70s and 80s. So they change these things so the numbers look better, And why don't we have zero inflation? Wouldn't that be great if you didn't lose money, when you put your money in the bank, that you don't lose 2% a year, which really means that in 50 years you've lost everything. So they think they're trying to slow the economy down. That's the problem. The economy is slow. Try to go buy something and wait 2 weeks to get it. That doesn't mean that the economy's good. That means we're relying on other people to send stuff to us cheaper than we can make it here. They've already put people out of work because we can go buy it from China. So it's a disaster. And they don't get it, and they don't care. They're more worried about that inflation number than what it really means and what it does to people. It doesn't affect them. They're out of touch.
Kelly is spot on, and the reason that I don't understand it, ladies and gentlemen, is because it's not understandable. Okay? The only real way to understand this is the following. The government wants to stay in control. And the only way they can stay in control is create a absolute monopoly on money, which that's what the founders rejected when they brought constitutional currency to the table. Yeah, the government was supposed to mint the money so that everybody had a stable standards that they could count on. But anybody could find gold or find silver or in their ground or whatever, or bring work or anything else to the table that would represent value, okay? But when they create a monopoly on money, then they create it out of nothing. They've already created the inflationary enemy by their very actions of monopoly and creating something out of nothing. In other words, pretending there's value where there isn't. With those lies and that monopoly now, they have to manipulate and create this pendulum that swings back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. You know what? Inflation. Oh, got to raise interest rates. Interest rates. Oh, my gosh, they're too high. Got to reduce them. You know what? People can't buy. Oh, the job market. You got to go ahead and decrease employees, increase employees, increase the growth of businesses, put in a bunch of money so that false prosperity takes place. But every time you turn around, what they do is they just fleece the people out of their assets, out of their money, out of anything of value over and over and over. And then they inject fake money in and make you pretend like you're prosperous. And it goes around and around and around and around. The whole bottom line to understand is it's just dishonesty at the core. And because of that, ladies and gentlemen, there is no good answer in this scenario. That's why when we say we don't understand it, it's because we want to believe prosperity and stability and asset-based success. That's what America was founded on. Free enterprise, asset-based success. Well, there are no assets in this con game. There is no real money. There is no real wealth that can be counted upon because it's all betrayed by the lie of dishonest money, by the creating something out of nothing, by the monopoly control. Okay? So that's why it's not understandable. It's understandable of what they're doing and how they're doing it, but it's not understandable to find your way out of this. All they got to do is rob Peter to pay Paul, rob Peter to pay Paul, play games this way, that way, spiral of the economy up, then spiral of the economy down. And if it gets too bad, they got to go to war, because then they can, quote, reset everything, supposedly, a war financial jubilee. And on the end of that war, they come back and say, hey, let's pump some money into the system now and create a false prosperity like we've never seen before. And everybody's then temporarily happy as they take another swig from the economic bottle of dishonesty and false prosperity, never waking up to the headache of a reality of a drunkard, so to speak, of an economically addicted fake money scenario. That's the reality check. So I do understand more than I'm admitting. I'm just saying you cannot understand this because there's nothing to understand except for destruction, and the transfer of wealth is the con game. The real understanding is to go back to the founding father-esque money, where there's not a monopoly on money, where there's true asset-based economies. Wealth is derived at its very core of the medium of exchange, and it must exchange asset or wealth or value for value, and it's honest in its every transaction. Brian, there's my summary. That's just off the top of my head. Do you want to clarify so people get it?
Well,
I'm kind of talking in circles maybe, huh?
No, excuse me. Yeah, you're right on. I mean, this dishonesty, as you just called it, you know, they clutter our minds, as you said, round and round and round. So we're so cluttered, we can't understand. We just don't get it. We can't understand. And that's what they tell us. So, well, you need to rely on us to take care of you. You don't get it. So that's, you know, that's why we're helping you to understand it, because yes, you really can't understand it, but rely on us. And if we don't agree, they identify it as, oh, well, you're a terrorist, or you're whacked out, you're, and so, they point fingers at us like, hey, why aren't you jumping on board? And it's absolutely ridiculous. Dishonesty, as you said.
Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. I am Sam Bushman, Kelly Finnegan, Brian Rust. Rust, going to get that calm on your radio.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, truth tellers on your radio. Brian Rust, RustCoinandGift.com. You got a friend in the honest money business, ladies and gentlemen. That's RustCoinandGift.com. On the break, I said to Kelly and Brian, I said, hey, man, do you guys have some other things you want to kind of highlight relating to this? And Kelly brought up an important reality check. You know, coming out of World War II, the false prosperity was going on. But really, there was a great kind of a recession coming out of that. It took a long time to get back. Highlight that reality, Kelly.
Well, the stock market crashed in 29, and it didn't get back to where it was there until 53. You know, it didn't just bounce back.
Hold on, say that again. So it crashed in 1929.
Right.
And really didn't come back until 53, folks. Most people believe there was just prosperity right after the dip, but it isn't true. Kelly?
No, we didn't get back to that. And FDR kept it going by, you know, hey, you know, things are bad, and if I weren't in charge, it would be a lot worse. So that was kind of his play, you know. And then, you know, you want to keep it bad. And I was, you know, talking about how Gorbachev, you know, believed the whole communist thing until he came to the United States. When he was in power and looked around and said, we've been lied to. Things here aren't as bad as what we've been told. We've been told that, yeah, things are bad in the Soviet Union, but they're a lot worse than the rest of the world. And the Chinese believe that, too, until they get out. These students come to the United States and go to school and say, wow, you know, everybody's got something here. This isn't just like the elite that, you know, robbed from everybody else. So It's that perception thing, and we have such an open society, we can see this, and yet people want to get involved watching TV and, you know, get into the football or whatever and not really look at what's going on and appreciate what they have.
Well, and that's why the communist Chinese don't really like their people traveling abroad. They'll do it for limited reasons, to promote the, quote, communist lifestyle and to make you believe that it's legitimate and awesome and incredible. And they've got a few missions. But for the most part, that's why they don't really want their people engaging with the rest of the world. And we're starting to get more like that, too. You know, anything we do, they'll look overseas to try to bring reality to the markets. The mainstream press just downs what we're looking at, going, ah, you're off on some international conspiracy mission. How dare you? And this kind of stuff. But the truth is, our actions are what is literally grinding the face of the poor. At the core of every single transaction in America is dishonesty. And it's all designed to keep the government in dictatorial control of us. We feel like we have free markets because, I guess, compared to China and in your face, we've got at least a modicum of free markets, some idea of something. But we don't have a free market at all in America, Brian. Everything we do is manipulated at the core of the Federal Reserve and the central bank and regulation everywhere. I went to a guy to look for a car. And I said, hey, I need this car. And he's like, yeah, we don't have very many gas vehicles. The used market is kind of, you know, there's a shortage going on because everybody is trying to get a hold of them. And I don't have any of those. But you can buy a new electric vehicle, Sam. It's incredible. I said, great. Show me one of these. He goes, well, I don't have one. I said, well, how the heck am I going to buy one if you don't have one? He said, well, listen, you can get on the waiting list. It's incredible. And I said, well, how long is the waiting list? He said, well, it's a couple of years. But when it's your turn, you'll get one. It's incredible. They've got incentives. They've got this. They've got that. This poor guy doesn't even have anything to sell me, Brian.
That's right.
It's insane.
It sounds great, doesn't it, if you wait a couple
And then
of
here's
years
what off. I said to him. I said, how do you make money then if you don't have anything to sell? He said, well, I take these orders in advance.
Right.
So see what that means. You know, do you get paid in advance? Well, I'm sure you get some kind of a base or something. But if you're selling all these vehicles in advance, what's that going to do to the economy later? Because if I wait for 2 years and struggle and limp along with my old car for 2 years until then I get my vehicle, but they sold it 2 years ago, what are they going to sell me in 2 years? Are they going to put me on another waiting list? Or what I'm saying, I don't understand it, Brian. I'm just like so stupid.
I like that. Well, you know, 2 years you might not get the vehicle, but maybe you start with an electric bike. He'll give you an electric bike. And then you'll have that for another couple of years, and then we'll go from there. But you know, it is ridiculous. We kind of look at this, and that's one of the factors in my business. In a sense, I tell people, look, what happens next is the fact of availability. You know, all of a sudden that crunch of availability and getting, because there isn't really the supply that you think, or oh yeah, now I'm just going to go down. Things have gotten real where I'm going to go down and purchase metal or so on. Well, what happens is the availability now. From 3 weeks to a month to 2 months, 6 months, whatever. And I tell people, look, I'm not taking the money and say, well, I'm going to give it to you in 6 months, because I don't want to play that game. Maybe I don't get it in 6 months. I've taken your money. I don't get it. Now, here's your money back. Do I have the money? Is that, so I just don't want to deal with that. So the key is preparation is just planning right now, not to wait for, you know, to when I can't get product and the crunch is, it's now 6 months delivery. You know, sorry, I'm digressing here, but I read this thing that said, if people lose confidence in the dollar, no more army of PhDs will save it. You know, no one can say, yet no one can say whether confidence in the dollar has passed the point of no return due to Fed blunders, debt ceilings, debacles, and precautions of the Russians and Chinese. So basically, we look at what our dollar's doing, and we keep seeing, okay, well, it's kind of going. Well, maybe it's gone. But we've already talked about the fact of, you know, going off real money and where we're at today. So it's evident. Look at everything that's happening. You can't get your car for 2 years. Sorry, but there you go.
What do you say, Kelly, of this? I mean, well, think about that.
We're borrowing from the future now, you know, because people are out of money, so they have to. You know, it used to be you put half down on a house and you maybe financed the rest for 5 years. You know, now cars are 7.5 years. You know, they're looking at 100-year mortgages now. So we're just borrowing from the future. And so there's just no, you know, to keep things going the way they're going, you have to do that. It's because, you know, and China's even worse. I mean, people are putting money down on new apartments that they're buying and then paying, you know, payments for years, and they haven't even moved in yet. They have to keep paying on it. And then the builder's on to the next thing, because he just made his money and, you know, gave his cut to the government and, you know, paid the bribes and stuff. And now their people are starting to say, no, we're not going to keep paying rent anymore. Well, this will hurt your credit score. Well, so, you know, I can't afford to pay for an apartment I'm living in the one that I just bought. And so, it'll come to a crash. And like Brian says, you know, there's this thing called unobtainium, and you get to a point where it's, you know, you can't get it. I don't care what.
Yeah, is that a metal, unobtainium?
Yeah, and yeah,
a metal that they could trade on. They could actually put paper plates. They could buy unobtainium, ladies and gentlemen.
Unobtainium and
Then unobtainium would become attainable, because you could buy it on paper, Brian.
Wow.
Think about this, ladies and gentlemen. In the early 60s, before they pegged gold at like $35 an ounce and all this other shenanigans to divorce us from constitutional currency and violate the law, they should all be criminals and thrown in prison, by the way. But I digress. Look, this reality check, you used to be able to buy a Volkswagen VW Beetle. You know, for, the cost for a brand new car was $800 back in the day. And you could buy a house for like $17,000, no problem. Now houses are $500,000 or more. And cars are $30,000, $40,000 or more. Even when you started to take a loan out on a car, a loan was like 24, 36, 48 months was considered kind of crazy. Now you can get 72-month loans on cars, 84-month loans on cars, no problem. Do you see the direction we're headed, ladies and gentlemen? How is this going to get better? And the answer is, it can't. they can temporarily ease something. Okay, it reminds me of trying to put a balloon in a bottle, Kelly. You know, I push on one side and I get part of the balloon in, and I press on the other side. If I'm not careful, I'm going to pop the balloon. So I'm trying to stuff all these sides and get the balloon in the bottle, but I just can't get it done. I'm fear of popping it, in other words, crash, destroying the whole thing. But yet, I got the only way I can make something look better. And so if I press part of the balloon in and show you the side that I've got pushed into the bottle, you're going, oh, you're almost there. You're making progress. And if you don't see the other side, you're going, oh, does this analogy make any sense?
That's well, right.
It does. And what these guys are doing is trying to make sure that this balloon doesn't pop on their watch. If I can just keep pushing it on to the next guy, it'll be his problem, you know. But I want everybody to think I was great and I made, you know, made them worth a lot more money and got them more things, you know, even though it's all just a charade. But as long as it doesn't go down on my watch.
Wow. I almost don't even know how to respond to this. Ladies and gentlemen, you're not going to get rich with gold and silver, Brian. But you are going to create a hedge, a stability in your life. The more you put back to constitutional currency, if you do it wisely and invest in the real metal, the founding fathers understood something, Brian.
No, that's exactly right. You've got value. There's tradable value, and we've seen that forever. Based on that, these politicians want you to like Kelly said, you know, just on my watch, you know, maybe it's re-election or whatever. I got to make things look better, and hey, we're going to take care of you, and hey, maybe if you're struggling or so on, we've got some money we can give you. We're going to have another, you know, we're going to push money your way, spend some more money on this and that and the other bridge that goes nowhere, but we're going to spend the money and give you some more Federal Reserve notes. It's going to make you feel good. And as long as you feel good, then I'm going to stay in office and I can keep playing this game. But the game is not going to go forever, and then someone else can have it and I'll be done and have my, it's like Fauci. I mean, you take it, you know, lie and you cheat and you do all these things, but man, his retirement looks awful good. He can go around and speak and make more money. It's a big game. And right now, you know, we're all confused. What do we do? But peace of mind is preparation, whether it be food or whatever we need to secure so that we can take care of us and bless the lives of God's children, you know, around us and turn to God. And that's kind of, I think, where we need to be.
Really quick, you know, the founding fathers saw that because of the war, you know, the Revolutionary War and the Continental Currency. And how quickly the inflation took off with paper. And they just vowed that they weren't going to let that happen again. So they made specie the only way that you could deal, that was gold and silver. Because they saw what happens if you get into a fiat currency. Firsthand, they lived through it.
Amen.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I submit to you that we can't really solve this problem ourselves because the government has created a monopoly on dishonest money, and inflation is your enemy. And the Federal Reserve is even your bigger enemy because inflation will eat you up. The Federal Reserve might do something to reduce inflation, but all they'll do is they'll find something else. Well, man, inflation's down, but you don't have a job. you have a job, but now inflation. Well, wait a minute. We raised the interest rates, so now you have a job and inflation's down, but interest rates are so high you can't afford anything. See what I'm talking about, folks? The only real answer to this is get rid of, audit and end the Fed, and move to honest money. Government's not about to do that. We're not even close to getting that done. In the meantime, you got to create a hedge. That is constitutional currency to create a stability in your own financial world. RustCoinAndGift.com can help you get that done. That's RustCoinAndGift.com. In the meantime, pray hard. Get a little food, little beans, a little bit of bullets, a little bit of Band-Aids, a little bit of everything you and your family need to create an insulation as you invest in provident living. That would be our recommendation for Kelly Finnegan, Sam Bushman, and Brian Rust of RustCoinAndGift.com. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore our grand old republic, but you got to get involved, make it a great day, and choose the right, will you? We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America. Thank you, gentlemen.